Blessed Jesus, at your word, we are gathered all to hear you. Let our hearts and souls be stirred now to seek and love and fear you. By your teaching, sweet and holy, drawn from earth to love you solely. All our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepest darkness shrouded, till your Spirit breaks our might with the beams of truth. Savior, good and kind, light of light from God proceeding, open now our heart and mind, help us by your Spirit's pleading. Hear the cry your church now raises. Hear and bless our prayers and praises. Father, Son, and Spirit, Lord, praise to you and adoration. Grant that we may trust your word, confident of our salvation. While we here below must wander, till we sing your praises yonder.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to God above us, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who loves us, great ones, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who spread out the earth above us, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever.
The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. And rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever.
He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. O Lord, have mercy on us. The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 9. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham, because they are his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said: about this time next year I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of the election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls, she was told, "The older will serve the younger." As it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel reading is from St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again, dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. I don't see any children today, so we won't have a children's sermon message today. We continue with the sermon hymn, We Praise You, O God, as printed in the bulletin.
We praise you, O God, our Redeemer, Creator, in grateful devotion our tribute we bring. We lay it before you, we kneel and adore you, we bless your holy name, glad praises we sing. We worship you, God, we bless you. Through trial and tempest, our God, you have been. When perils o'ertake us, you will not forsake us. And with your help, O Lord, our struggles we win. With voices united, our praises we offer, and gladly our songs of thanksgiving we raise. With you, Lord, beside us, your strong arm will guide us. To you, our great Redeemer, forever be praise.
I read again that verse 2 of the hymn we just sang. We worship you, God of our fathers, we bless you. Through trial and tempest, our guide you have been. When perils o'ertake us, you will not forsake us. And with your help, O Lord, our struggles we win. The sermon is based on the reading out of Matthew 14. I reread verses 14 through 16. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place. The day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts listen to you, Heavenly Father. For you are our rock and our salvation. Amen. We need to listen to Jesus. He really knows what we need. And he directs us in different ways, sometimes through the direct reading of Scripture, sometimes a Christian friend will give us some advice. But the scriptures clearly teach us Jesus knows what's happening. He knows how to take care of us. He knows what each person needs at every single time. This event of the feeding of all these people, these 5,000 people plus women and children, 5,000 men plus women and children, took place at a critical juncture, time in Jesus' own life. John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, had just been beheaded by King Herod. And John's followers, his disciples, came to Jesus and told him that. And it says that Jesus went off by himself earlier in this chapter, Matthew chapter 14. Matthew recorded, "Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself." Jesus had called John the greatest of the prophets, for John met the Messiah, his cousin, face to face. And John was not a respecter of persons, high or low. He spoke to them all, "Be ready. Be ready for the Messiah. Repent." And he preached to Herod in prison. Until finally, Herod's mixed up family got Herod to behead John. And oftentimes in the Gospels, Jesus goes to a lonely place, it says, to prayer. He withdrew by himself. And so after the death of John, he did that. He goes to be by himself. But when he gets out of the boat, the crowds followed him there. "Oh, Ridgeville Corners, all the congregations up there at Washington Island. Pastor, we're here. Preach to us now." No break for Jesus. But he had compassion. And he gets out of the boat and he starts preaching. And it says, healing their sick. The ones that really needed his attention right now, he started healing them. One thing we can see right away from this is this crowd just popped up to Jesus. They found him and they needed his help. And he helped them. We should never be afraid to approach Jesus at any time. In the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, at work, at school, while shopping, any time at all, we need to pray to Jesus a short little prayer. Pray. When I'm thinking well, and remember, whenever I hear the siren for the fire department, for the rescue squad, a short prayer. You may see somebody in trouble while shopping. Pray for them. You may know of a family situation. I can think of a situation at a different place and another time where Deb and I knew that the family situation wasn't very good. And we prayed for them. We prayed that the parents could be okay, but treat the children well. When you know of situations, pray for it. Now, in this instance, when Jesus feeds all these people, he knew what they needed. He knew the sick needed to be healed, and he did that first. But when it says there, they were in a desolate place, they were really away from resources, from food. And so the disciples, they were actually worried about all these people. Jesus, we're in a desolate place. There's no food here for all these people. You better send them away to get their food. Now, Jesus knew that the crowds, the sick needed healing, but the crowds needed more than that. The crowds also needed to be shown that Jesus had compassion. He cared about everything in their lives. So he says to his disciples, "You feed them. All we got, this little bit of food. I'll take care of it." He blesses it and feeds them. Jesus wanted to show the crowds that he cared if they had supper or not.
Did you get some supper? Here it is. There was no other physical way to do this. There was too many. They were in a desolate place. But they needed supper. And Jesus took care of it. Now, sometimes the crowds would say, hey, Jesus can do all this for us. Let's just make him king and he can just give us food like this. We don't have to work anymore. And sometimes you almost hear that type of preaching from certain places that say, well, if you give enough to God, he'll just bless you with so much and so much and so much, as if you don't have to work anymore. That's not it. Jesus gives us work to do. And as I thought about this, and to make sure that we're thinking right, that Jesus isn't just going to zap us with all the food we need all the time, every single meal, I thought about this in John chapter 21. Now, Jesus had risen from the dead at that place, and the disciples were fishing, and they fished all night. And it's recorded in John 21, just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. In this case, Jesus did not say, oh, look, here's a bunch of money. Go buy your fish. He did not say, oh, look, zap, there's a whole bunch of fish on the shore. Just come on in, and there's fish waiting for you. He didn't do that. They were in the process of fishing. They were doing their work just then. He says, okay, cast your net out again. Do a little bit more work again. And then they got this big load of fish. The crowd situation was different from the disciples' situation. The crowds were 5,000 men plus women and children and in a desolate place. There was nothing there. To have supper, they needed a miracle. There was nothing available. And Jesus multiplied those loaves of bread and the fish to feed them all. In the case of the disciples, they were already working. They were already fishing. But it looked like it was for nothing. But he said, do it again. Fish some more. Cast out your net again. And they got a lot. Jesus had compassion on the disciples and on the crowds, but he met their needs in different ways, in different times. Each situation was different. When we think about our own lives, these two different situations can fit us at different times. Sometimes we say, oh, look, well, we're never going to make it. The resources are too small. We really believe God wants us to do this. I really believe this is the right way to go in life. And this is a godly choice, but there's no resources available. And sometimes we just give up and say, impossible, done. Don't do it. But we need to go to God in prayer and ask him, believe this is your will. Provide for us somehow. And a lot of times we're surprised. Have you had those times in life when you've looked back last year or the year before or 5 years before that or maybe last month? And you said, how did we make it through that? God provided in a way we didn't expect. Other times, we Christians will say, like those disciples, they were working all night, and we Christians will be doing something and working towards a goal or a project or something in our life. Work, 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 do it, do it, do it. I'm doing it in the right way. I'm doing it in a godly way. I'm not, everything is lined up right, but it's not working out. And then sometimes God's will is just cast out the net again. Keep working. Keep doing it. You're not done yet. I want you to work some more. I want to provide for you. but I'm going to do it through some more of that same work. So sometimes it's like the crowds. We need a miracle for a supper. We need something unexpected to happen. There's just no other physical way, and we can pray God to help us, and he has compassion. And in other times in our life, God tells us, do the same again. Keep working. I will provide. But in all these different situations, God wants us to come to him and listen to him. All these different types of things in life. We can pray about anything at all. Please remember that. Please do it. God, can you get me through 15 more minutes of church? I can't breathe. God, my car is no good. I need a solution. God, I don't know what to make for supper tonight. God, I need help at school. God, I need a good crop. Whatever it is, if it seems too small or too big to us or whatever, bring it to Jesus. He has compassion. And then, listen and look. Well, you still have your job. You haven't been fired. Keep working. Well, you have no resources at all in this. Pray God for a miracle. Pray God for something unexpected. Whatever it looks like, whatever it may be, pray to him. He is listening. I like the way I said it in that written sermon there. He cared that they had supper. Sounds so common, but that's what it was. He cared that they had supper. Pray about anything and listen. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your son Jesus, who has this great compassion on we humans. Give us faith to pray to you, to keep working, to look for a miracle, to see what you're doing in our lives, whatever it may be. Give us faith to see it and then to give thanks to you. For certainly you do carry us through all perils and tempests and trials. You are always there for us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand as we bring our prayers to the Lord. Lord, you have bidden us to come without money, to receive grace beyond price. Hear us as we heed your call and turn to you in prayer, confident of your promise to hear and answer us. Father, we have sought meaning, comfort, and sustenance from all the wrong places. Grant us your Holy Spirit that our hearts may be turned to your word, that we may hunger for your Son's body and blood, and that we may discern truth from error. Lord, in your mercy, Father, we too quickly focus on what we lack and not upon your unlimited grace. Bless all relief agencies and services of your church on behalf of the hungry, the homeless, the hurting, and those who have lost hope. Bless those visited by disaster and tragedy, and open our hearts to help them recover from their loss. Lord, in your mercy, Father, we are daily blessed to know abundance and freedom. Bless those who defend us from our enemies, who serve us in government, and who protect us in our communities. Be with our president, the Congress, our governor, and our judges and magistrates, that they may discern the right path and lead us with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy, Father, we suffer with all manners of illness and afflictions. Hear us and grant to us healing according to your will, strength in time of trial, and peace at the last. We pray especially for Margaret, Norma, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Henry, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, the daughter of Julie, Bill, Jason, Lori, Deborah, Stacy, Becky, Dolores, Caitlin, Janet, David, Sue, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And all others we name in our hearts. Good Lord, deliver us and teach us to depend upon your grace in all things. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we remember the saints who lived by your mercy and died in Christ. We long for that day when all divisions will end and the church in heaven and earth shall be one in your presence, singing your praise in your kingdom without end. Lord, in your mercy, we pray. Father, we ask you to grant us all things needful and to keep from us all things harmful to us and to our salvation, for we trust your wisdom and your love. Teach us to pray without fear. Your will be done. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Lord, take my hand and lead me upon life's way. Direct, protect, and feed me from day to day. Without your grace and favor, I go astray. So take my hand, O Savior, and lead the way. Lord, when the tempest rages, I need not fear, for you, the rock of ages, are always near. Close by your side abiding, I fear no foe, for when your hand is guiding, in peace I go. Lord, when the shadows lengthen and night has come, I know that you will strengthen my steps toward